Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Michael Jackson's estate is slamming a new documentary making allegations of sexual abuse by Michael, calling out the documentary's producers for what they say is a clear attempt to exploit Michael when it premieres at Sundance. His estate said this is yet another lurid production in an outrageous and pathetic attempt to exploit and cash in on Michael Jackson. The documentary is titled Leaving Neverland and is set to premiere at the 2019 Sundance Film Festival. It reportedly accuses Michael of sexually abusing two young boys. Michael's estate also says that so-called documentary is just another rehash of dated and discredited allegations. It's baffling why any credible filmmaker would involve himself with this project. It's unclear which of Michael's accusers are the focus of the documentary, but his estate apparently believes it's Wade Robson and James Safechuck because the estate says both testified under oath that Michael never did anything inappropriate towards them. I have heard recently, I cannot remember where I heard it. It was a podcast or something, and they said that there was They said that there were now newfound allegations that, like, there's a map or something proving that underneath Neverland there was, like, a secret bunker or cellar or something where this abuse was happening. But obviously, like, that's not
proven.
But
couldn't that be, like, a safe spot? Like, as if, like, you know, like, somebody broke into the place they
hide
there?
For sure. But they're saying that this was specifically built as, like, you know, some sort of sex dungeon.
Well, same
thing
with R. Kelly going on now. If this allegedly did happen, then hopefully these people, even years and years later, would come forward and say yes and would tell you. I know it's easier said than done, but
right.
If not, it's all just allegations.
You won't believe what Gwyneth Paltrow did for her honeymoon.
We got married at the end of September, but we just took our honeymoon in the Maldives. And
yes.
We had a big family honeymoon over Christmas. You know, we just wanted to minimize the pain for the kids. They just want to see their parents around a dinner table, basically, you know? So we try to keep that. So my new husband and his children, my children, my ex-husband, our best family friends. It was a very modern honeymoon.
What?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
No, thank you.
And Ben Stiller's 91-year-old father, Jerry Stiller, was rushed to a Manhattan hospital last night after suffering a stroke. A source said Jerry's condition is grave. Jerry is known for his roles in The King of Queens, Zoolander, Seinfeld, and more. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are planning on having 6 kids.
What?
The couple is expecting their 4th child in May via surrogate, and sources say they aren't done having kids. Apparently, Kim is wanting 5 or 6. The sources say they've always wanted a dynasty, and that's how they think of themselves, as American royalty.
Oh, gosh. It's what we need. We need it, Alex. We need more kids. More Kardashians.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity says he is done apologizing for his past in a billion-dollar divorce and cheating scandal.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Now listen, Alex, I don't mean to insult you, but coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, I would like to expand your world. I'd like to expand your taste buds because you're not very cultured when it comes to condiments.
Totally not cultured when it comes to food at all.
Okay, pork chop, I'm going to need your help too. I feel like you're a fan of the condiments. So that's all coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.